Hello and welcome to the Podcast Review Podcast. I'm your host, David Elder, an associate professor of writing and rhetoric at Morningside College. Every week on the podcast, I'll review a different podcast and talk about its usefulness in a college classroom. Now, as you can already tell, hallelujah, our producer Zach is back. I'm going to put a brief moment of silence in here where you can thank Zach for making me sound good again. Okay, yes, thank you, Zach. Now, before we start in on the review, I just want to reiterate something I said last episode. The Philosophize This podcast is awesome. Since last episode, I've listened to another 10 episodes or so about Confucius, Taoism, Hegel, Marx, Kierkegaard, Spinoza, Leibniz, and some others I can't even remember right now. Stephen West does an amazing amount of research for that show, and I can't say enough how impressed I am with the podcast as an academic endeavor. Anyway, now we're off to today's episode. As you can tell from the title of the episode, I'm reviewing a podcast called Surprisingly Awesome. It's one of the most perfectly descriptive titles I've seen for a podcast because it is just that. I need to give a shout out to my friend Sarah Skripsky for recommending this podcast for review. Now, to be fair, I was already planning on reviewing Surprisingly Awesome, but her recommendation pushed it up a bit in the production schedule. Thanks, Sarah. So, Surprisingly Awesome is hosted by Adam Davidson and Adam McKay, and the podcast is produced by Gimlet Media. Some of those names might sound familiar. For example, Adam Davidson used to host Planet Money, and he went to work at Gimlet for another former Planet Money host, Alex Bloomberg. I think I mentioned all of this during the Planet Money episode of the podcast. If Adam McKay's name sounds familiar, it's probably because you're a fan of comedy. He's the writer, along with Will Ferrell, of Anchorman, Talladega Nights, and The Other Guys. He also recently won an Oscar for Best Adapted Screenplay, The Big Short. These two hosts are pretty different. Davidson is a business and economics journalist who contributes to the New York Times. And Davidson helped write the line in Anchorman where Ron Burgundy says, "I'm Ron Burgundy. Go fuck yourself, San Diego." That's not a completely fair juxtaposition of the two hosts. McKay did just win an Oscar for a movie about the financial collapse of 2008, the same ordeal that launched Davidson's podcasting career with Planet Money. But they do come from very different careers and backgrounds. But that's one of the things that makes them such a good pair for hosting the podcast. However, possibly because McKay just won an Oscar and has had been doing a large amount of press, the podcast hasn't produced episodes as regularly as it did in the beginning, and there have been a couple guest hosts with Davidson, most recently John Hodgman, who himself has a hilarious podcast called Judge John Hodgman, where he makes final rulings on domestic disputes like, is a hot dog a sandwich, and whether or not making an art piece out of your dog's dead skeleton is a fitting memorial. So, anyway, Surprisingly Awesome is fascinating. What the two hosts try to do is convince the other that some mundane or odd thing in life is surprisingly awesome. It's a fairly new podcast, so there are only 8 episodes so far, and since there's so few, I'm just going to list the episodes. They've shown why the following things are surprisingly awesome. Mold, free throws, concrete, interest rates, Tub Thumping, that 1999 pop hit by the band Chumbawamba, broccoli, adhesives, and frequent flyer miles. Now, none of those sound on their surface like they would be anything fun to listen to or awesome, surprisingly or not. But they're all really good. So usually on the podcast, I talk a lot more about the podcast itself before getting to how the podcast could be used in the classroom. But I think I need to start that off now. You see, one of the things I struggle with as a teacher, and I know my colleagues struggle with too, is getting students interested and curious about our subjects. Stirring up intellectual curiosity can be really difficult as a teacher, and any of the episodes of Surprisingly Awesome could be used as an example of finding something interesting in the mundane. While the topics probably, most likely, won't fit perfectly into any of the classes I teach, the model that McKay and Davidson set for being interested in research could be a great discussion starter with students. They even make one of the most annoying songs in history seem revolutionary. The Tub Thumping episode was difficult for me to listen to at first. As anyone who listened to radio in 1999 knows, tub thumping was unavoidable. Like almost everyone else in the US, I thought it and the band Chumbawamba was a dumb party song written by a dumb party band. But you know what? Chumbawamba was historically a punk band that had been compared to the Sex Pistols. And tub-thumping is, as McKay says on the podcast, quote, part of Chumbawamba's deliberate 30-year strategy to empower the working class and to overthrow the status quo of England, end quote. I know what you're thinking. No way. And Davidson was just as incredulous as I was when I first heard it. But by the end of the episode, it's clear that McKay was right. And even Davidson, a fairly conservative to moderate economic thinker, had to admit by the end of the episode that the anarchist band Chumbawamba and their empowering 1999 hit Tub Thumping was surprisingly awesome. This is the type of work they do in every episode. I learned interesting things about adhesives, how they work in space, and the fact that our cars are now largely put together by adhesives. Broccoli, if left to grow instead of picking when ripe, will bloom into thousands of flowers. My sons thought that was particularly awesome. I could go on and on. The enthusiasm with which the hosts approach such ordinary subjects is infectious. And I can't help but think that even some of the least motivated students would find the podcast, well, surprisingly awesome. I plan to use surprisingly awesome in class when talking to my students about research, about how to research. Many students see the subjects in my classroom as being just as boring as mold or concrete, but if I can show them that even those topics can be interesting, maybe I can pique their interest on something from my class. And after their interest is piqued, maybe they could follow the rigorous research methods of McKay and Davidson. Now, of course, I'll have to be deliberate about this, but if students find the podcast interesting, I will lead them into a discussion of everything that it must have taken for the hosts to investigate their topics. I'll ask students to write possible research questions that could have led to an episode of the podcast. Then we could take a look at the sources they use, which are always great. They read, they interview, they dig deeper into every little aspect of the topic, and they sometimes even show part of that research process in the podcast. They set up research like a story, and one piece of information will lead them to the next source, and then to another, and so on. For example, in the Broccoli episode, which is co-hosted by Rachel Ward with Davidson because McKay was promoting The Big Short, the co-hosts start with personal experience with their broccoli past. They move to interviewing scientists, then they're a part of a DNA experiment for whether they're genetically predisposed to liking broccoli. Then they find cousins of broccoli, then figure out how broccoli evolved, and then they go back to personal experience of feeding broccoli to their kids. And every week, the hosts lead you on a research quest much like this. It'll show students that sometimes you really have to dig and dig and dig before you find exactly what's most important. And the hosts don't hide when they get frustrated with the problem. They include that as part of the research process. Now, this won't be a perfect example. Our students probably won't be flying around the country talking in person to experts, but we can show them how library and database research can provide similar types of research thrills. And the term research thrills, I'm using that term loosely here. If nothing else, the zeal with which the hosts approach dull topics could be a good example to students who find the subjects we teach a bit boring. And that wraps up today's episode. It's a little shorter than usual, but midterm grades were due this week and I got a little bit behind. As always, I want to thank you for listening. If you want to help out the podcast and make it more visible on iTunes, I'd really appreciate it if you'd take a minute and review the podcast. Seriously, it just takes a minute or two. Also, please subscribe. If you have feedback about the podcast or a podcast recommendation, you can reach me on Twitter at David E. Elder. I want to thank Von Donahue, owner of the design firm Destination Graphic, for our logo. The podcast review podcast is produced by Zach Scheneker. Finally, you're welcome, Joel, but probably not next time.